and welcome to the Amy Edwards Show.
I'm your host, Amy Edwards. What's up? How are you doing? I have been feeling just a little bit like a lot. You know what I mean? That happens from time to time, right? You just feel a little bit like overwhelmed. I took a couple weeks off of the show, which I hate doing, but I did. And we are back on track. I have so many good guests lined up and I'm so, so excited. How are you doing? I hope you're doing great. I hope that your New Year's off to a great start. I was going to make a post, but I've been thinking, I haven't made it yet, but I will. But I was thinking about like all the things that we can do more of in the new year. And I love focusing on that, like more love, more travel, more risk-taking, you know, just all these things like that shift, more meditation, more smiles, you know, like all the things, fill in the blank, right? More joy and more spending time with family, more putting my phone down. And like that to me shifts it into such a positive. So just a little something I've been working on too in the new year and framing it that way. And that feels really good. And I've made a big lifestyle change this new year. I had let a lot of my just healthy habits, like healthy eating and stuff like that, just slip. And I think we just go through seasons where sometimes we are really leaning into those practices. And sometimes we go through a season where we're traveling or we're in love or whatever it is. And you just aren't as diligent and as conscious as you could be, right? Just like it slips just a little bit here and then a little bit more and then a little bit more. Mine was over the course of 3 years, which yes, does coincide with my relationship with Justin. It's like you want to be with the other person. So you're like, yeah, let's go out to dinner at 8 p.m. or let's eat some ice cream or, you know, whatever it is. So I'm trying to get healthier this year. Plus we're going to get married. So we are engaged officially and going to have a wedding in the next 18 months at some point. So yeah, so I think there's just a lot of me too that just, I don't know, over 50, I want to like lean back into weightlifting, lean back into focusing on vegetables and all those types of things. I watched that show, You Are What You Eat on Netflix. So it's been taking some heat because meat eating is just like the shit right now. So it's been taking some heat, I've noticed on social media from all the carnivore aficionados or carnivore, whatever you, people who swear by carnivore diet. And so they have been like saying, oh, it's vegan propaganda, but I mean, I don't think it's vegan propaganda. It's like showing you some real factory farming of fish too. Don't watch it unless you're prepared to be like disturbed. Cause even after we watched it, Justin was like, I picked him up a rotisserie chicken because I was like, I'm not eating this. And he was like, is this factory farmed? And I was like, oh, I'm glad you're concerned. So anyway, it's really good if you're looking for some motivation to focus more on vegetables to, and there really wasn't that much of a difference in performance. People who ate meat did build more muscle, I think, but the people who were vegan didn't not build muscle. And so, sorry, spoiler alert, but there were a lot of other benefits to just upping your veggies. So anyway, that's what I'm doing in the new year, just working on my health and sleep and all that kind of good stuff. If you, I have a little channel on Instagram. It's called Life Optimization at Any Age. And so if you want to join that, I just throw stuff in there all the time. I think I threw a post in there about magnesium recently, and there's just different things that, I don't know, that I think are of value if you're interested in what we're talking about on this show. So anyway, if you want to check that out, that is again on Instagram, just go to Real Amy Edwards and you can tap through and get it there. What other news too I want to share? Just I'm really excited about what's coming up and the guests that we have coming up. Next week I'm having Kimmy Inch. She's a professional dominatrix and somatic healer, and she's such a rock star. She's a friend of the show. I think it'll be her fourth or fifth time on. So really looking forward to that next week. So today we are going to talk about what to do when you don't know what you're doing. This thinking can really hold us back. And I was thinking about this already because Justin and I have decided to start a new company and we don't know anything about it, or we think we don't. And we're just diving in and starting it anyway. And that thinking can hold us back. Now, I've talked in the past about doing it right and my like hangups with that. That will hold me back. Like, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do this new podcast, whatever it is. And then you think, oh my gosh, there's all these different ways to do it. I've got to study how to do it, blah, blah, blah. So I do it right. And then you're trying to do it, but you're stuck in this sort of idea that there is a right way, when really your way is the right way, right? You're forging your own path. But even before that, we could get tripped up by not even knowing what we're doing. And so then you're just like, I want to insert whatever it is, right? I want to become a parent. I want to start this new business. I want to get on stage. I want to create art. And you think, but I don't know what I'm doing. And I can absolutely relate because I think my life has been a massive series of not knowing what I'm doing. So not only are we starting this company, but I'm starting an initiative under Fight for the Forgotten called Fight for Her. And it is specifically to help the Batwa pygmy women who experience a lower level of poverty than the men do, which is really saying something. The sentence I just said right there, I learned 2 days ago. I didn't know that. So I sound like I know something, but I don't know what I'm doing with this at all. All I knew is that I wanted to do something to help women. And this started to take shape in the last year or two. And now we're really moving forward on it, which I'll tell you more about as we go along in the next however many episodes. But it's taking shape, but I really just was like, I literally know nothing. And so I was like, I guess, you know, listening is a huge part of that. It's like, okay, then you just talk to people and start listening, which we're going to talk about. And it made me think a lot about the times in life that we don't know what we're doing. We literally don't know. And so what do we do? So if you're ever feeling like, God, I don't know what I'm doing, I want to do this thing, but I don't know what I'm doing. And then let's talk about it today, because I have a few just really simple tips for some navigation when you don't know what you're doing and some examples from my life. I was talking to a friend the other day. He visited town and this guy runs a nonprofit, super successful. I mean, he's been featured on national television shows, and I drove him somewhere and we were chatting while we were driving, and he wants to get more into speaking like Justin is. And he's like, it's scary and I don't know where to start. And I was thinking, right. It just, that's where this came up. And I was like, even this very successful man, handsome, successful, cool, all the things, you would think he would have it figured out, right? But you can look at people outside yourself and think they know what they're doing, but chances are they don't. And this is your reminder that we are all going through life figuring it out. And a lot of times we don't even know what the hell we're doing. And when he said he didn't, and he said it was scary, I was just struck by that. Like, he speaks in prisons, y'all. He goes into prisons. Like, that's scary, right? That's like real deal, like, whoa. And so I just thought, what are we so scared of? We're scared of the risk, I guess. We're scared of looking stupid, and we're scared of like probably doing it wrong too, of course. But then just like, I don't even know where to start, right? That whole like, what do I even do? I have a few good examples of this in my life. You know what? Let me back up a little bit. In high school, I mean, I didn't even know how to apply for college. It was before the internet. And by the way, my chair is like totally creaking. So can you hear that? If you hear that creaking, that's what that is. I'm sitting in a different chair today. So in high school, like, I just thought, oh, I'll probably die before I get to college, because like, that's how hardcore I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, I'm sure like a like, I'm sure there's just nothing I'm going to, like, it's just, I'm going to check out before I even have to do that, because that's how much I didn't know what I was doing. And then I didn't. And then I thought, oh, by the time I'm out of college. And then I didn't. Then I still was trying to figure it out because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I think that's just, that's the not knowing, right? Okay, so I remember when I first started in radio, I didn't know what I was doing at all. So that would have been my first job out of college. And it was embarrassing. There were times it was all like more analog back then. I mean, we had some screens, but it was like you plugged in a cart to play stuff and you had to pot up the mic when you talked. And I would pot up the mic, but I would get so nervous and not know what I was doing that sometimes I would do a whole break and not pot up the mic, meaning there was no sound. And it was just embarrassing. But for some reason, I kept going and kept doing it. Okay, then becoming a mom was a great one too, because I really had no clue what I was doing, as most of us do. And so what do you do, right? What do you do when you're faced with this situation of like not knowing at all what you're doing? Another one was when I needed an acting agent. I remember I was practically crying about it. I needed to get an acting agent because I wanted to do some acting, commercial work, stuff like that. And I had absolutely no idea how to go about getting an acting agent. And my husband at the time, he got so irritated with me and so mad at me because he was like, oh my God, just figure it out. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And those are these times that it can just really hold us back. I mean, sometimes like being a mom, that baby's coming out of you one way or the other. So, you know, you're going to be thrust into figuring it out. Other times we just sit around crying about it, like I did with that. So what did I do in these situations? Well, when I started my music career, that was a time when I absolutely did not know what I was doing. So I hadn't even written a song, and I was like 39 years old. I had never formed a band. I hadn't released an album. All that sounded super intimidating. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I had a producer friend, and I've talked about this before, but I love this example so much. I had a producer, Dwight Baker. He's in a few different bands. If you want to look him up, he's awesome. And we're the same age. And so we connected and became friends also. So he's just really, really frank about whatever he says. And so Dwight said, I said, look, I don't know what I'm doing here. And he said, look, you just go talk to whoever, tell them you're an idiot, and they'll help you. That's Dwight. Okay. He's a little harsh. And I was like, that has stuck with me so much, because I know today I'm an idiot, but I do say, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And so many times when we just admit it, people help us because they want to, and they get to be the ones with the knowledge, which everybody likes that. Everybody likes to be the one that's like, oh, here's how I know. So admitting it to someone and then listening, right? That's what I'm doing right now with the Fight for Her initiative. I literally have no clue what I'm doing. And so I'm just letting that be. And I'm telling everyone involved, like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know. And even when I went to Uganda last year, I talked to some of the women there. I said, what do you need? I remember asking that to the surrounding community of women, and they said, healthcare. So I was like, great. So, you know, you're getting the information you need. You just go. And then I don't even know what else to do, but I just keep telling people, and then people will lean in and help because you're trying, right? It's that story. Do you remember that story of the person? They say, I'm butchering this right now, but it's like, if you're driving down the road, you get a flat tire and you stop and you just stand there and don't do anything or try to flag down a car, people are less likely to stop than if you get out and start trying to change the tire yourself. So when you're showing that initiative, it's like, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid, right? I think Goethe said that. And that's the whole idea. Just, I think that even admitting that you don't know anything is very bold. Because you're like, look, I'm showing up for this thing that I want to create in the world, whatever it is. I'm going to start this business or X. I want to become a healer, whatever it is. But I don't know where even to start. So you just start talking about it. You start listening to people that know a lot or anything. And pretty soon, you've got some momentum. Pretty soon, you're able to say a sentence like I did. Oh, this specifically helps the Batois Pygmy people, which I messed it up, see, which I hadn't even had that sentence down. And now I'm like, oh, of course that's what it is. And I know just a little bit more than I did 3 days ago. So if you're just stuck sometimes, I hope this is just a prod that, like I was saying about my friend in the car that was talking about starting to speak, I hope that you don't look at me and think, oh, she knows what she's doing all the time. This is for me to tell you that these are the things I do to overcome that, because I get really struck by, like, I have no clue what I'm doing. I remember when Justin and I started dating too, I was so amazed that he managed to start a nonprofit. I was like, how the? I've heard that's so hard to do. Like, but people do it, of course. I was like, how'd you even do it? And he was like, I didn't know anything. I had to ask around, figure it out. And I'm like, okay, that's encouraging, right? Super encouraging. So, and it's just like that with anything. So that was my number one tip for this. Is just admit that you don't know what you're doing. You don't have to say I'm an idiot because you're not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I think he was joking. just admit it a little bit. Just to anyone, someone you love, someone who loves you. And then you'll be able to say, all right. Now, how can I, take this little bit of knowledge and then take the next step? And then you're creating that momentum. And then you've released, five albums. I still kind of don't know what I'm doing with that, but I figured out, right? I keep asking. I just literally asked today. I had to email like TuneCore, which handles some of my distribution. And I was like, I don't even understand what's happening here. My stuff's been pulled off Spotify, my music, right? So I still have to figure it out as I go. And that's okay. That's the thing about wanting to do it right. That's living under some assumption that you're going to have all the information you need before you start. And that is absolutely not possible. You have to start doing it to get more information. And that means that sometimes you make a misstep or you, let's just call it a learning step, right? A teaching moment for ourselves. So one of the other tactics that I have used for this is writing down some things that you've done that you didn't know how to do. And it's nice to keep that on your notes app and just maybe brainstorm about some things. Because when I realized that I didn't know what I was doing with Fight for Her or this company that we're starting, I started writing down some things that I had done so I could talk about this that I didn't know how to do. And the list was a lot longer than I anticipated, right? I mean, like I just listed a few to you right here, but there are a lot. There are a lot within my whole life. Like so many times I don't know what I'm doing. And the fact that I made them happen anyway and figured it out is very encouraging. So the things that I want to do, I can. Now, tip number three, adjacent to that, realize that you do know more about everything or about whatever it is than you think you do. We don't give ourselves enough credit. Like, let's take the music songwriting for me. I love music. So I already inherently knew what I liked a good song to sound like. I knew when lyrics sounded stilted or weird. I knew things because I was already an avid music listener and a guitar player, and I had a background in singing and in piano playing when I was very young. So you know more than you think you do. And let's say you want to start X business. Let's say you want to open a retail store. And so you talk to people, don't ask their opinion on starting anything, by the way. That's not a good idea because people can be so discouraging. I did start a retail store, and so many people told me, don't do that. Oh my gosh, it's so hard. I mean, it was hard, but you're not going in thinking it's going to be a cakewalk, right? So, of course, you're starting something new. It's going to be work. And anyway, so don't get opinions, really. And let's say you want to start a retail store. Then what you would do in this next tip is you would think about all the things you actually do know, because you could easily get wrapped up in all the things you don't know, right? Like, oh, I've never run a point of sale system. Oh, I don't know anything about how to even buy wholesale, or I don't know the right way for customer outreach, whatever it is, I don't know. That's an easy road to go down. But what if you went down a road that said, oh, I have shopped in retail stores all my life. I know what good customer service looks like because I've been a customer. I know the feel that I like in a retail store. I know the price points that I like already, and I can back up from that and figure out what I want to buy wholesale. Like, those are the things that's the examples of we know more than we think we do. So this tip number three is also, I would say, in your notes app. I love my notes app because it is so easy to keep a living document, and you can keep adding to it, keep it fresh in your mind. So that's my jam. But wherever you want to write it down, maybe it's in a notebook or whatever. So start that list of, okay, this is the thing I want to start. I want to open a retail store. That's our example that we're using. Then you start listing off those things that you do already know. And then when you realize, oh, I need to study how to do different things, like get a lease or whatever it is, you feel a little more equipped than you did yesterday or before the list was made. You're able to see the things that you do already know, because when you think you don't know what you're doing, you know more than you think you do. So how can you find those things that you actually already know? Like, if you wanted to write a song, if you wanted to become a parent, if you wanted to get on stage and speak. That takes creative thinking, and exercising that creative brain is beneficial in so many ways. That's what keeps us youthful, actually. It keeps our brain functioning really well, and it reframes things into a much more positive place that we can move from. And that reflects out of us. I'm not even stating that as like, I believe that. That is a fact. It radiates out of us when you're coming from that positive place. You can sense it in people. Think about it. Think about the times that you sense that and you're like, oh, I can tell they're dwelling in the negative. I can tell they're dwelling in the I don't have space. So, okay, so now we're able to say we don't know what we're doing and learn, right? Talk to someone. You're able to write down things that you've done that you didn't know how to do. You're able to write a list that actually shows you how many things you do know rather than the things you don't, right? The things that you do know already, which are more than you think. And even just like creating art, like I said with the song, like you already know some things. You know mediums you like. Or if it's starting a company in an industry, creating a product. I don't know how to create a product. I literally have no freaking clue. I once read a book by some guys that tried to make a mouse, computer mouse that looked like a golf club head. And that was like 20 something years ago. And it was called Mouse Driver. And I read that, and now they said that's like all I know. And that was 20 something years ago about creating, like developing a product in China. And so Like, not much. But I have a friend who I know has a company that makes products, and I know I can talk to him. So I'm like, okay, we go in and we just figure it out. And the product that we're trying to create, I've used for many years, and we're just making a variation. So I'm like, okay, right? So I know more than I think I do already about Fight for Her, right? I've been listening to Justin talk about Uganda and what's going on and the Batwa people for years. And so there's a little, I know a little more than I think I do. I live with somebody who has some answers too. And I've watched them raise money. I've watched them do things and have initiatives. So I'm like, okay, maybe I don't know, you know, nothing. And then my final tip. When this one really applies to me with parenting, because I will have moments of parenting where I feel completely at a loss. I'm trying to think of the best example because it's happened so many times. But I've had times where, let's say when I got a divorce, when my second divorce. So my daughters were 8 and 12, I believe, about to be 9 and 13. And I just didn't have any idea what to do about telling them or dealing with it with them, because I knew it was going to hurt them. It's a big life change. So what did I do? I Googled it. I Googled it. And, you know, when you do an internet search, the internet is just really, truly amazing. You can start searching for things that will give you guidance. And you can not only find people that have done it before, but you can find ideas that you never even thought would have thought of. You can find different ways to handle it, different things to say. And Googling it, so many times, Justin had an issue just the other day about something or other. And I was like, have you Googled that? And he was like, no. And I was like, why not? Like, that's like, we have this thing at our fingertips, which I'm sure this one's probably, you're probably like, duh, right? But it is true. But you just have to take it all with a grain of salt, right? Like, it's just study. And you're able to sit with it for a little while, or maybe I'll pull different paragraphs, different thoughts out, copy, paste them into a note, and then go back and read through, and you're able to discern what applies to your situation and what you feel in your intuition makes the most sense for you. So that is one of the things that I've done in parenting that has helped me so much. And I mean, parenting is a tough one to navigate. Relationships are a tough one to navigate, but those, we can find so much support there. And I hope this gives you some kind of encouragement. Use your notes app. Just start making some lists of things that you've done that you didn't know how to do. Those are successes. And when we set our mind in that mode of, oh, I am able to do this, that is essentially an affirmation. You're affirming that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. So whether it's quitting your job, trying something new, like whether it's, you know, taking a huge life leap in some way, move, child, whether it's getting on stage, speaking, singing, whatever it is, whether it's creating a podcast, creating a course, creating whatever it is, you are affirming that you have done it before. Like my example from high school, like I could probably go back further too, but do we really need to go back like 40 years? So, you know, you can find examples though. I'm just saying, I probably don't need to go back that far because I'm older, but if you're young, go back, think back. What have I done? Right? Because they are there. We as humans figure it out all the time when we don't know what we're doing. We're pretty amazing. And then you're saying these more positive things like, oh, I've done this before. Oh, I figured things out before. Oh, I have know what I was doing, and I made a success at this, and I accomplished this. I got this certificate, whatever it is. I, you know, got this job, or I, you know, it's just looking back at these things that we have accomplished, and you're framing it into, I know more than I think I do. And just these sentences that we start to tell ourselves that are affirmations. Like, I love affirmations. You know that. A lot of people are like, it's just fluff. It's, you're just telling yourself things to believe. I mean, I disagree. You're setting your mind in a growth mindset. You're setting your mind in a positive framework. You're setting yourself up for more success. You are attracting what you are, right? So you, by thinking those things, you're going to be attracting more positive energy. I, again, that's not even something I believe. I think it's just a fact. It's just a fact. So where are you going to set your mind? Because I bet there's something that you're thinking about that you're like, I would like to do that, but I literally don't know what I'm doing. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It does not matter. Just do it. Do it. Or at least explore it. Learn something about it. And then maybe you say, oh, you know what? This isn't what I thought it was. I'm going to change directions, or at least I know enough now to not call this an unfulfilled dream, right? I learned enough to say, this, I can set this down now. It's not something I was dying to do. I've had things like that where you actually explore it a bit and then you're like, this isn't quite for me. And then you get to move on. You don't have that little nagging thing like, oh, but what if I did X, right? You know enough. I can't say that about parenting, but it's like, whoa. So, and there's no way to learn at all before you do it. You just jump in. So I hope that these helped you. I hope that they gave you some guidance. I'm curious what it is that maybe jumped to your mind that you're like, I want to do that, but I don't know what I'm doing. And maybe if you have some things up your sleeve now that can help you just get a little bit further down the road, and then you're able to, like I did at the beginning, say a sentence about it that surprises you, and that like, oh, wait, maybe I know a little bit more when I'm doing than I thought I did, which is a super cool, beautiful thing. Hell yeah. All right. So that wraps up today. Thank you so much for being here. I love you so much. You know I do. Follow me on Instagram at Real Amy Edwards. Sign up for my newsletter at amyedwards.info. Everything's there, including my courses. And I'm trying to think what else I need to tell you before we go. I'm just thrilled that you're here. I'm thrilled about this year. I'm at the 3-year mark on this podcast. And that thrills me to no end. I'm excited to see what happens this year with it. And we're in a new space, and I don't know, it's just exciting. So thank you so much for being here. I love you so much. I won't be going 2 weeks again without a show, promise. Anyway, I can't wait to hear. Please reach out and let me know. I would love to hear. You can always reply to my newsletter too. It gets straight to me. And let me know what it is that you're thinking of doing. And if this gave you like a little bit of a reframe, a little bit of like, oh, I know what I'm doing. After all, I know a little bit about what I'm doing after all. And you're always learning more. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm just wishing you the most epic rest of your day ever. I love you so much. Till next time.
This has been the Amy Edwards Show from Overcome Studios. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. And thank you so much for being here. Sign up for our newsletter at amyedwards.com.